True science and the Bible agree. In the Word of God, many queries are raised that scholars can never answer. There is much among the common things of everyday life that finite minds with all their boasted wisdom can never fully understand. Yet men of science think they can comprehend the wisdom of God. The idea prevails that he is restricted by his own laws. Men either deny or ignore his existence or think to explain everything, even the operation of his spirit upon the human heart, and they no longer reverence his name. Many teach that the operations of nature are conducted in harmony with fixed laws with which God himself cannot interfere. This is false science. Nature is the servant of her Creator. God does not annul his laws but is continually using them as his instruments. There is in nature the continual working of the Father and the Son. Christ says, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." As regards this world, God's work of creation is completed. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. But his energy is still exerted in upholding the objects of his creation. Every breath, every pulsation of the heart, is an evidence of the all-pervading care of him in whom we live, and move, and have our being. The hand of God guides the planets and keeps them in position. He bringeth out their hosts by number, he calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Through his power vegetation flourishes, the leaves appear, and the flowers bloom. He maketh grass to grow upon the mountains, and by him the valleys are made fruitful. All the beasts of the forest seek their meat from God, and every living creature from the smallest insect to man is daily dependent upon his providential care. All true science is in harmony with his works, all true education leads to obedience to his government. Science opens new wonders to our view, she soars high and explores new depths, but she brings nothing from her research that conflicts with divine revelation. The book of nature and the written word shed light upon each other. Men may be ever searching, ever learning, and still there is an infinity beyond. The works of creation testify of God's power and greatness. See. Those who take the written word as their counselor will find in science an aid to understand God. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead.